This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Pamela Brown Goodacre is a Kalamazoo Township trustee and one of three Democrats running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Current Representative Sean McCann is not running for re-election, so he can instead run for State Senate. Pamela Brown Goodacre, thank you very much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you.
We're also joined by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
Pamela Brown Goodacre, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit more about yourself and briefly why you're running for State House.
I was originally born in Kansas City, Missouri, and my father got a job at the Upjohn Company in 1974, and we've been in Kalamazoo since then. My family has been in Kalamazoo since then. I am a mother of three sons and married to James Goodacre for 15 years. I am a graduate of Western Michigan University, go Broncos, and a bachelor's and MFA in English creative writing. And so I also studied at Wayne State University, where I in the English Film Studies Department. So I have taught part-time at Western K College, KVCC, Wayne State, and Henry Ford Community College. And right now, for the past 5 years, I am a part-time lecturer at the University of Michigan, which I will start my class in a few weeks. I became a trustee for the Kalamazoo Charter Township in November 2012. I was the first person of color, African-American, to be voted in. And it's been an exciting time. I'm also the only woman on the board. And so it's been an exciting time. I've learned a lot about governing and at that level and at what needs to be done. And it's just been a pleasure. And I've grown a lot, learning a lot about how to govern.
Alex, first question for Pamela Brown Goodacre.
Pamela, you mentioned in your candidacy announcement that you're an advocate for sensible gun laws. Would you have supported a package of bills that were recently passed by the House and Senate that would amend the Michigan Handgun Act to exempt gun ownership forms, permits, and licenses from Freedom of Information Act requests?
Absolutely not. I think that we need stricter gun control laws. And as you can see, with the violence that we are experiencing in our community now, which is really, really, really tragic and sad, that most of the guns that are even lawful are used against women and children. So we really need to get a control of this and stop becoming a violent culture and protect our citizens. So I am for stricter gun control laws. And even though we do own several guns, it is something that that should be in the hands of people who are going to do the right thing by them and protect other people with them.
How do you figure out who that person is that's going to do the right thing and screen them out from the person who is going to do the wrong thing?
That's a very difficult process, I think. And that would be the first step, would be to have to check and make sure that people who are not having mental issues should not be able to take out a gun. And there should be a process of when you buy a gun that you should take out a form and then a process of seeing checks on who should have guns and who shouldn't. I'm not enjoying this that anyone can have a gun and that this happens to people.
How much difference do you think gun control laws make at the state level? Because Michigan could have one set of laws, but someone could go down to Indiana or Ohio and their laws could be totally different, buy a gun there, and it's pretty tough to stop it from coming across state lines. Is it really more of a federal issue at the end of the day?
It's probably a federal issue at the end of the day, but so is like the death penalty and things like that. If we do the right thing in our community, then we could spread to other communities. That's certainly one thing. We have to do what's right for us, and then maybe Indiana will learn after a while that that's something that they should do for their citizens to protect their citizens.
Going back to that mental health screening for just a moment, would you go so far as to suggest that someone who wants to get a gun has to go through some sort of a test or an evaluation before they could get a permit to carry a gun?
Well, I wouldn't suggest that, but I would suggest that people who have had problems in the past, we should probably look at and consider that this is not a tool they should probably have in their hands.
Alex?
What are your thoughts on the recent minimum wage bills signed by Governor Snyder that will raise the minimum wage to $9.25 by 2018? Would you have preferred to see the issue go to the ballot for the $10.10 per hour that the petition drive was seeking instead?
Absolutely. I think the will of the people with the ballots, that with the petitions, stated that they wanted it to be $10.10, and that's what should have been done. I'm very disappointed in that. I think it's a step, but I would have liked to seen the will of the people and it gone to the ballot. And at that, we can take this step. We can, but I'm really for a living wage and have been for a very long time.
Given the political realities, do you feel that this was a fair compromise, the 9.25?
One thing that I've learned as being a politician is that you do have to take these kinds of compromises. One thing that I do for sure is never give up on my goal, never give up on the goal that we were striving for 10.10 and for a living wage that people can support their families and live on and not live in poverty.
If you had been in the Michigan House at the time that bill came up for $9.25 an hour by 2018, would you have voted for it?
I would have had a very difficult time voting for it. Because it does sublimate the will of the people, and I have a difficult. Other than that, raising the minimum wage from $9 to $9.28 by 2015, it's
2018.
I probably would not have voted for that.
We've spoken to a couple Republicans recently on this program, State Representative Margaret O'Brien, Kalamazoo County Commissioner Phil Stinchcomb, and both have said that they feel that the minimum wage is not meant to be a living wage, not meant to be something that a person should live off forever. What are your thoughts on that?
It's obvious that they've never had to live off of a living wage, of a minimum wage, which I have. And anyone that's had to raise their family at a minimum wage level knows that this is the minimum wage at generally that's where they stay, and that we should be helpful in making it so that families can live without going on social services. And when I heard that, I thought these are people who do not understand how people really live.
But would you agree with the sentiment that Representative O'Brien recently expressed, which is that we need to find ways to move people from those jobs into more skill-based jobs? In other words, finding better education and training for people so that they can move up the ladder. Would you agree with her on that point?
I think that we do have to find skills to train people for technological jobs and science jobs that are not being filled in Michigan by our Michigan citizens. I believe that some people are not going to. We can't say that the people who are working on minimum wage jobs are going to be the ones that go and take these jobs. But we do have to assure that people who are working and who are working every day, 40 hours a week, that they can live off of this. It's many, many families who live off a minimum wage and still apply for food stamps and still have to seek some kind of subsidies for living, for housing and things like that. If you don't think that is what's happening, then you're really not in touch with the way people live, even in this city.
You said that you're in favor of a living wage. Is $10.10 an hour your definition of a living wage?
No.
What would be Seattle's minimum wage?
That would be great. Seattle's minimum wage. And I say this because I have worked as a single parent with three children. And at one time, I worked in minimum wage jobs. And at one found a job where I was paid $11 an hour back in 1989. That made such a difference in our lives that I was able to get an apartment. I was able to, one of my biggest things that I was able to do was buy furniture. I could save and buy furniture. I bought my first brand new TV. We had health insurance at that time too, and we had dental insurance, so I was able to provide for my children. And I remember going and buying school clothes and buying shoes and walking my three children in, and I was able to buy school clothes and I was able to buy shoes. And we went to the shoe store and came out with not only shoes for them, but a pair of shoes for me. And so I totally understand what is needed, because I've been there. It's not like it's something I'm talking about from afar. It's somewhere that I've lived in and walked in.
Just so I get a number out of you.
15
an hour,
yes,
is a living wage. Okay. This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Pamela Brown Goodacre. She's a Kalamazoo Township trustee, and she's one of three Democrats who's running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell is here as well. Alex?
Pamela, Governor Snyder has spoken about possibly examining expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections for LGBT citizens. Is that something that you'd be in favor of?
Absolutely. And at the township level, I was totally in support of our non-discrimination ordinance and including, because we did not have a non-discrimination ordinance when I came on board. And that was one of the things that I championed, and especially inclusion of LGBT, our LGBT community.
The federal courts are apparently going to decide whether or not Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage stands or whether it's unconstitutional. From your standpoint, do you think same-sex marriage should be legal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And will be legal. It's only a matter of time. And so hopefully it'll be sooner than later. And I would definitely vote for it, yes.
A matter of time because courts will rule that way, or a matter of time because public attitudes are changing, combination thereof?
A matter of time. Public attitudes have already changed. It's the public that has to get behind and say, this is what we're going to have. And they have to vote for people who are going to say, this is what we want, and this is what we're going to have. And so that is going to happen. I'm assured of that. So
I should note, we are speaking on Thursday, June 12th. Last night or early this morning, the state Senate was not able to come to an agreement on a plan to increase funding for Michigan roads. Perhaps by the time people hear this, that will have changed. But what would be the plan that Pamela Brown Goodacre would put forward for funding infrastructure, road and bridge improvements?
Oh, that's a difficult one. At this particular point at the township, we are working on assessing. We are working on assessment for our miles of roads that we need to fix. I see that one of the things that the state wants to do is to take money from the sales tax or increase the gasoline sales tax. I think that would probably be the best way to go.
Vehicle registration fees, would you favor increasing those?
I don't think I would favor that. I think that they would like to do that, but I think that it impacts some people negatively.
Wouldn't raising the gas tax also impact some people negatively?
It would, but yeah, I guess... I would have to think about that. Even though I've thought about some, I really would like to see how it impacts poor people and people who are struggling as a whole to fix our roads. But we definitely have to figure out a way to do that.
What about toll roads?
Toll roads. That's a possibility.
You're open to it, if not.
I'm open to looking at it. I'm open to it. I'm open to looking at everything. I would have to look at everything a little, see the logistics of it and see about it. I have driven on toll roads in Indiana, and they're okay. So I would have to see if that's something we want to start including in Michigan.
Alex?
Pamela, as municipalities throughout Michigan have taken measures to make marijuana enforcement a low priority or to criminalize it altogether. In states such as Colorado and Washington have full out legalized it. Would the decriminalization of marijuana be something that you'd be in favor of? And if so, would legalization be something you could ultimately support?
I would be in favor of decriminalization and legalization. Would be something that I would support.
What steps do you think would need to be taken to get to legalization? Do you think statewide decriminalization would be a good first step, and then possibly examining legalization down the line? Or do you think that jumping headfirst into it, like Washington and Colorado have done, would be the better step?
I'm not sure which would be. I would have to study that a little bit more, but I know eventually that the goal is that we legalize marijuana. I would vote for decriminalization, because certainly the issue of 50% of police stops that we saw in the paper that were of marijuana related, that is a concern. And eight out of 10 of those were African Americans. That's a real concern of mine. So I would like to see the decriminalization of marijuana, and then we can regulate it like we do alcohol. You know, that's what I'd like to see, and tax.
Would you like to perhaps take some time and see how things go in Washington and Colorado, let them experiment with it for a while, look at the results, and then perhaps formulate a plan for Michigan?
I see that's something that we would probably do. I tend to be progressive and forward-thinking and like to be on top of things. So I think that one thing I've learned is there are a lot of efficient, very smart people in our who are our elected officials, and they know how to sculpt things so that we can figure this out. And I would be willing to work with people to do that. So it depends on what is the will of the people. If the will of the people want to move ahead, that's what we'll do. If the will of the people does not want the decriminalization first, then that's what we'll do.
Do you think the will of the people is at least there right now at decriminalization?
Absolutely.
Center for Michigan did a survey of citizens. They found that there's right now, among the people they polled at these community forums and through an online telephone poll, more or less a status quo on taxes. They don't want to cut them. There's no mandate to cut them, but there's really no great interest in raising them. Can you live with that if you go to the state legislature, or would you want to see some changes to the tax system, perhaps revenue neutral, but changes nonetheless in how we collect them?
How we collect them?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're going to have to do some reform of taxes since our tax base has changed, and since our industry has changed. We are running low on funds, and that's something that we would have to look at and have to do a better job of communicating to the people that what we do in government, how we the wonderful things that we do as a government, and how much that cost, and if you want to keep these things, how we as a unit are going to have to pay for it. So yes, I would be interested in reviewing that and studying that and helping to find a solution to that.
Would that mean perhaps just examining how the world has changed, and there are some different ways now that we might want to collect money that worked, you know, 35 years ago that don't work now, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. As a progressive, you want to see how technology has changed the world and how we are to step up to that and get rid of old ideas that don't work anymore and create new ones so that we can have these same freedoms and the same enjoyment of our beautiful state that I've come to love. So those, absolutely. And it's all about communication, I think, because I'm a film major and a writer. It's about communicating to the people what is the choices and what is necessary.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Pamela Brown Goodacre, a candidate for the Democratic nomination for State House in Michigan's 60th District. That includes the city of Kalamazoo. She's currently a Kalamazoo Township trustee. We're also joined by Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell. Alex?
Pamela, on your campaign website, job growth is mentioned as one of your major issues. What steps would you support to stimulate job creation if elected?
I certainly would like to see different industries coming into to Michigan. Solar and wind industries, we need to develop that. Also, of course, as a film major, we already have started the film industry to coming into Michigan, and we need to we need to push that even more, because Michigan has so many terrains that we could film in. I see them all the time. And so therefore we can, and film industries, I mean, film production encompasses so many kinds of jobs. There are the people who film, the act, who build things, who cook, who drive people around. Those are total, a lot of jobs that the film industry could bring in. And also, I would like to see an investment in science and technology training, so that there are jobs that are available here in Michigan that don't go for our citizens. And we need to train them so that we can take on these jobs.
You feel the students could be better trained at the high school level, possibly more focused skills-based courses, a better job identifying what skills students may be favoring at that time? Or where would you support the training programs?
Well, I think my campaign is a campaign of hope. And that what I'm seeing is that young people now, new millenniums and young people, do not have a sense of hope and belief that they are going to be able to get a job and live a life better than their parents or as good as their parents. And so I think that we need to create an atmosphere, not just in the school system, but in our community, that every citizen is valued and that they can accomplish, anyone can accomplish anything that they set their minds to and will be accepted. So it's certainly about hope and about social justice. I think that's one of the issues with job creation, is to create the atmosphere that the best person gets the job.
Under the old film credits, which were phased out, one of the complaints by people who studied them was that there was a lot of money being spent there, that it was hard to track whether or not jobs were truly being created in Michigan. Would you favor some sort of a structure that maybe favored, you know, perhaps building a studio here, which in this case, I guess, would you want to construct it a little differently to try to favor that as opposed to just the fly-by-night operation, which comes in, shoots for a couple of days and leaves?
Absolutely. I think that we have the possibilities of becoming a mini film capital, and that, of course, as a screenwriter, that is my dream, and my wish is that we could construct production companies here, and that we can write, you can write and you can direct, and we can pull from our pool of talented people. We have a lot of talented people here. And we could start the mini Hollywood. We can be that. And that's an industry that we can work on.
There's a proposal on the August ballot to phase out the personal property tax. Do you support that?
No.
Why not?
I think that we need the personal property tax, and that would be pretty destructive to our economy.
Now, there is supposed to be a mechanism for funding local governments. I mean, you're a township trustee.
I am.
Why are you skeptical that that's going to be able to hold cities, counties, townships harmless?
One of the things that's happened since for our township complete is that we have lost 2/3 of our funding since Governor Snyder has been in office. So of our revenue sharing, that we have lost 2/3 of that. And we have had to make up for this. So I'm really concerned. And I know that property taxes has gone down. So I'm skeptical about pulling it without a plan in place to replace it. And so unless you can show me something that's going to replace it and it's going to be viable for townships and cities and other entities, then it scares me a little bit.
Alex?
As an educator, are you in support of statewide education standards for K-12 education, or do you favor or do you lean more towards favoring local control?
Wow. That's a hard question. I would have to think about that. It would depend.
It could be a mixture of both.
It's, at some level, we have to be competitive on the local level. We have to be competitive on the state level. We have to be competitive on the national level. And we have to be competitive on the global level. And so I'm thinking that I want to make sure that we are competitive on all those levels. I have had to go and study and on a global level with top scholars from all over the world. And I am concerned that there's parts of our education that has not, that we are not, that is getting left out from the global education. So I think that we need to get standards so that we are competitive on every level. And how to work that out, I'm not quite sure yet.
Do we have a good way of evaluating schools? I mean, I ask you as an educator because this is a complaint I hear often from people who are teachers, is that it's very hard to, you know, we look at test scores, we look at other things, but there's a lot of factors around education as well, the home environment of the student. Do we have a good way of evaluating whether or not a school is doing its job?
Well, first, I like to say my mother was a teacher, a first grade teacher, and my sister teaches at Northglade. She is at Northglade Montessori, and she teaches 1-3. And of course, I teach college, and I've taught at a lot of universities and colleges. So I get to see freshmen coming directly from a lot of places, and they're in my classroom. How do we evaluate? And are we evaluating schools? And then I like to say, too, that my children were that have attended Detroit schools, Detroit Public Schools, Kentwood Public Schools, and Kalamazoo Public Schools. And so I have a way of evaluating what should be done. I think that we need to increase some ways of evaluating. Are standard tests good? Is that what you're asking me, right? I think that our standard testing is good and that we need to build upon that.
All right, we're down just a couple of minutes left. We have interviewed both of the other candidates who are running in this race, and I think someone who's listened would say that there's pretty broad agreement between the three of you on a lot of issues, things like minimum wage, road funding, amending the Elliott-Larsen Civil Rights Act. There may be some difference in details, mm-hmm. but broadly speaking, you're on the same page. So what are things that the voters should think about then when they're picking between the three of you? You know, what separates you? What are the things that, if it's not necessarily position on issues, what should stand out to them?
I think that that would be why I would run in this race. And I was looking around and seeing a lot of things that need to be changed. And I am definitely invested and a stakeholder in this area. My family moved here. My parents are buried here. My grandchildren, my children graduated from Kalamazoo Public Schools. My children graduated, and myself and my mother's and my sister's graduated from Western. We live here. We know from the bottom to middle class life what is going on, and I have an ability to see this and have an experience of knowing how to, what we need. And I don't have to ask that because I'm a stakeholder here and have been a stakeholder for a long time and will continue to be a stakeholder here. On the other side, there are things that have to be done, and the status quo is one of the reasons why I am running, because we have to get in and change things for the new millennium. And if people are looking to move us to in the direction of progression and technology and science, and then I'm your person, I'm the person for you, because I work with new millenniums, and I have to, and I know that what we need to do in order to move forward.
Pamela Brown Goodacre, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Pamela Brown Goodacre is a Kalamazoo Township trustee. She is one of three Democrats who's running for State House in the 60th District, which includes the city of Kalamazoo. And thanks again to Kalamazoo Gazette reporter Alex Mitchell.
Thanks, Gordon.
This is West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.